部分异国风情录
99. The History of Father's Day. Mrs. John B. Dodd of Washington first proposed the idea of Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart. William Smart, a Civil War veteran, was widowed when his wife died in childbirth with their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself on a rural farm in eastern Washington state. It was after Mrs. Dodd became an adult that she realized the strength and selflessness her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. The first Father's Day was observed on June 19, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. At about the same time in various towns and cities across America, other people were beginning to celebrate a Father's Day. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge supported the idea of a National Father's Day. Finally, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. The red or white rose is recognized as the official Father's Day flower.
The sons and daughters usually honor their fathers with small thank you presents,
such as a tie or a pair of socks, as well as by sending greeting cards. 101. Spring Festival. Of all our festivals, the Spring Festival is the most important to us Chinese. Several days before the Lunar New Year, we spring clean our houses and decorate them. The old folks say that everything must be new and clean for the Spring Festival celebrations, so that the new year will bring happiness and good luck. The celebration begins on the eve of the Lunar New Year, when the family gathers for dinner. No matter how far away from home a person is, he will always try to get home in time for this big dinner, which lasts a couple of hours. On the first day of the holiday, we usually stay home. We get up fairly early and first thing exchange New Year's greetings. On the second and third days, we go visiting relatives and friends. We sit around chatting and eating sweets and cakes and all kinds of delicacies. Every family prepares something special. The celebration sometimes lasts 15 days. The 15th night of the first moon is called the Lantern Festival. This is the day when we young people go out to enjoy ourselves, and sometimes we dance folk dances far into the night. 103. Kwanzaa. On the day after Christmas 1996, a small group of Americans in the western city of Los Angeles began a 7-day celebration. The celebration was not religious. Its purpose was to honor black culture, especially the importance of the family. The celebration is Kwanzaa. The word Kwanzaa is Swahili. It means first fruits of the harvest. Today, millions of African Americans celebrate Kwanzaa during the month of December. Families in Canada, Britain, France, and Africa also celebrate it. The main celebration is held for 7 days after Christmas, from December 26th through January 1st. Kwanzaa is a time for black families to discuss 7 goals to live by all year. The 7 goals are unity, personal independence, joint responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. On each of the 7 days of Kwanzaa, family members gather to light a black, red, or green candle in a special candle holder. Each day, the family discusses one of the goals. People may also get together for a party and enjoy a holiday meal. They may play some African music. 105. April Fool's Day Jokes. The 1st of April is a special day, on which practical jokes may be played without punishment. In France today, children fool their friends by taping a paper fish to their friends' backs. When the young fool discovers this trick, the prankster yells, "April Fish!" Today, Americans play small tricks on friends and strangers alike on the same day. One common trick is pointing down to a friend's shoe and saying, "Your shoelace is untied." Teachers in the 19th century used to say to pupils, "Look, a flock of geese," and point up. School children might tell a classmate that school has been canceled. Whatever the trick, if the innocent victim falls for the joke, a prankster yells, "April Fool!" The fool's errands we play on people are practical jokes. Filling the sugar bowl with salt, stuffing a biscuit with cotton, and offering an empty eggshell at breakfast are good old tricks. Some practical jokes are kept up the whole day before the victim realizes what day it is. Most April Fool jokes are in good fun and not meant to harm anyone. The cleverest April Fool joke is the one where everyone laughs, especially the person upon whom the joke is played. 107. Culture Shock. Each society has its own beliefs, attitudes, customs, behaviors, and social habits. These give people a sense of who they are, how they are supposed to behave, and what they should or should not do. People become conscious of such rules when they meet people from different cultures. For example, the rules about when to eat vary from culture to culture. Many North Americans and Europeans organize their timetables around 3 meal times a day. In other countries, on the other hand, it's not the custom to have strict rules like this. People eat when they want to, and every family has its own timetable. When people visit or live in a country for the first time, they are often surprised at the differences that exist between their own culture and the culture in the other country. For some people, traveling abroad is the thing they enjoy most in life. For others, though, cultural differences make them feel uncomfortable, frightened, or even insecure. This is known as culture shock. When you're visiting a foreign country, it is important to understand and appreciate cultural differences. This can help people avoid misunderstandings, develop friendships more easily, and feel more comfortable when traveling or living abroad. 109. Yes or no? A group of Americans who taught English in other countries were discussing their experiences. They decided miscommunications were always possible, even over something as simple as yes and no. On her first day in Micronesia, Lisa said she thought people were ignoring her requests. The day was hot and she needed a cold drink. She went into a store and asked, "Do you have cold drinks?" The woman there didn't say anything. Lisa rephrased the question. Still, the woman said nothing. At this point, Lisa gave up and left the store. She soon learned that the woman had answered her. She had lifted her eyebrows, which, in Micronesia, can mean yes. This reminded Jan of an experience in Bulgaria, she told the others. She had gone into a restaurant that was famous for its stuffed cabbage. "Do you have stuffed cabbage today?" she asked the waiter. He nodded his head. Jane eagerly waited. The cabbage never arrived. In Bulgaria, a nod means no. 111. Wedding in rural Denmark. A Danish country wedding is an event which concerns all who live in the surrounding district. Everyone is tacitly invited to celebrate with the young couple. Preparations for the wedding last for many days but are made secretly, because to show happiness openly would arouse the anger and jealousy of the evil spirits. On the wedding morning, the couple meet in the courtyard of the bride's home. The relatives and friends present themselves to the couple, bow and place gifts at their feet. Then they arrange themselves in a circle, ready to applaud the other guests as they arrive. Every gift is accompanied by good wishes recited in prose or in verse. The more modest the gift, the more elaborate the wishes had to be. Those who had neither the means to give nor the imagination to make a speech are, as a token of their goodwill, placed on guard over the presents and, in the evening, over the couple's bed. At the conclusion of the ceremony, a large jar of beer is taken to the courtyard. The hands of the betrothed are joined over the jar, and it is smashed into fragments. These pieces are picked up by the girls of the marriageable age who are present, the girl with the largest fragment being destined to marry first, the girl with the smallest being fated to remain a spinster. 113. Goddess of Law. A common representation of justice is a blindfolded woman holding a set of scales. The origin of the goddess of justice goes back to antiquity. She was referred to as Maat by the ancient Egyptians and was often depicted carrying a sword with an ostrich feather in her hair, but no scales, to symbolize truth and justice. The term magistrate is derived from Maat because she assisted Osiris in the judgment of the dead by weighing their hearts. To the ancient Greeks, she was known as Themis, originally the organizer of the communal affairs of humans, particularly assemblies. Her ability to foresee the future enabled her to become one of the oracles at Delphi, the temple of Apollo, which in turn led to her establishment as the goddess of divine justice. Classical representations of Themis did not show her blindfolded, nor was she holding a sword. The Roman goddess of justice was called Justitia, and was often portrayed as evenly balancing both scales and a sword and wearing a blindfold. She was sometimes portrayed holding the fasces, a bundle of rods around an axe symbolizing judicial authority in one hand and a flame in the other symbolizing truth. 115. Friendship in Americans' Eyes. Few Americans remain in one position or one place for a lifetime. We move from town to city to suburb, from high school to college in a different state, from a job in one region to a better job elsewhere, from the home where we raise our children to the home where we plan to live in retirement. With each move, we are forever making new friends, who become part of our new life at that time. For many of us, summer is a special time for forming new friendships. Today, millions of Americans vacation abroad, and they go not only to see new sights, but also with the hopes of meeting new people. No one really expects a vacation trip to produce a close friend, but the beginning of a friendship is possible. The word friend can be applied to a wide range of relationships, someone one has known for a few weeks in a new place, to a fellow worker, to a childhood playmate, to a man or woman, to a trusted confidant. 117. The Dead Return. A festival for the dead is held once a year in Japan. This festival is a cheerful occasion, for on this day, the dead are said to return to their homes and they are welcomed by the living. As they are expected to be hungry after their long journey, food is laid out for them. Specially made lanterns are hung outside each house to help the dead to find their way. All night long, people dance and sing. In the early morning, the food that has been laid out for the dead is thrown into a river or into the sea, as it is considered unlucky for anyone living to eat it. In towns that are near the sea, the tiny lanterns which had been hung in the streets the night before are placed into the water when the festival is over. Thousands of lanterns slowly drift out to sea, guiding the dead on their return journey to the other world. This is a moving spectacle, for crowds of people stand on the shore watching the lanterns drift away until they can be seen no more. 119. Taxi drivers in London. London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. No matter how small and indistinct the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they have all gone through a very tough training period to get a special taxi driver's license. During this period, which can take from 2 to 4 years, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, Most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different points of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during their training period by government officers. Their exams are a terrible experience. The officer asks you, "How do you get from Buckingham Palace to the Tower of London?" And you have to take them there in a direct line. When you get to the tower, they won't say, "Well done." They will quickly move on to the next question. After 5 or 6 questions, they will just say, "See you in 2 months' time." And then you know the exam is over. Learner drivers are not allowed to work and earn money as drivers. Therefore, many of them keep their previous jobs until they've obtained their license. The training can cost quite a lot because learners have to pay for their own expenses on the tests and medical exam.